This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
another hour of What's on Your Mind.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Amid some dark days in the city of Fargo,
I was born by God's dear grace.
As this weekend,
in an extraordinary place,
Mohammed Barakat took out an automatic weapon, fired it at officers, fire department members, civilians, and one officer has died as a result of that. Jake Willeen, 3 months on the force, 23 years of age. Absolutely tragic. Two of his fellow officers injured and remain hospitalized with significant injuries, according to people in the know. Andrew Dotis and Tyler Hawes are the other two officers as well. We continue to follow the story for you on What's on Your Mind. Jay Thomas is here from the Jay Thomas Show as well. Kevin Flynn, of course. And Amanda was in the middle of telling us a couple of pieces of information. One, that you had heard that there was a terrorist watch list connection to this particular shooter. And, Jay, have you heard something similar?
I've heard that rumor as well. That's why we need to have a press conference every single day to dispel. Is it true? Is it rumor? We can't comment at this time. But we need to know what's going on.
Amanda, you started to tell us something else, and we had to go to the break. So sorry, apologize for that. Go ahead.
No worries. I guess maybe during the press conference, maybe if they can reiterate on what the officers in the hospital, I did hear that one was in a coma. So I don't know if, you know, during the chief of police, during the press conference that they did on the other day, said that they were in good spirits and they're talking. And I just don't understand how maybe, you know, somebody that's in a coma could be speaking or in good spirits, but
the mayor just said on this interview that the two officers are speaking, and they're not out of the woods, but they're doing better. So.
He told me this weekend that they were almost matter of fact of saying this is what they do. They are trained to do what they did, and so anyway, I take that to mean there's some conversations going on, so I don't think that's a good rumor. Is there a good rumor? No such thing as a good rumor, is there?
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Especially a situation like this, that's for sure.
Well, and Jay Thomas, I do want to say those stickers that you said that you were going to put out, purchase some of those again?
They will be here at the Flag Family Studios on Thunder Road as soon as we get them. We'll get the word out on all of our stations, and there's going to be no set price because, you know, maybe somebody can't afford. If you come in, hey, all I can give is a quarter. It all adds up and helps the family.
And so, we will announce it, Amanda, when they're ready. It's just a matter of getting them produced, and then they'll.
Okay.
I know. SNS, we Brad over at SNS, talked to him first thing this morning. He's like, we'll put a rush on this and we'll get them out as soon as we can.
That's awesome. All right, thanks, Amanda. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I have no problem with the time frame leading up to the 3:30 press conference, but I have to say that is the absolute world's worst press conference ever held by anybody. They gave us no information, and my reason for the call is you just said, coming back on from break, that it was an automatic weapon. That is earth-shattering information, if that is true. And we should know that today.
Yep.
Anybody can pick up a weapon and tell you if it's an automatic. And is that factual? Because I don't believe anybody's been killed in America since 1950-something with an automatic weapon.
Yep, you're right. You're Henry, you're 100% right. That is a
That's
piece
of... That's why my ears went up when Mahoney said that. I was like,
whoa. Well, and you reiterate again. You said, Mayor, did you say automatic weapon? And that's all I heard following the news from when I was out west this week. I'm going, an automatic weapon? Are we getting this right?
You're right. Yeah, exactly. You can't be... No, throwing that word around.
And if you bump stocked it, it's still not an automatic weapon. You're right, Henry. I mean, my God, if this guy has an automatic weapon, where did he get it? Number one.
Okay.
Appreciate the call, Henry.
It would take me 10 minutes to take my AR-15.
Take me 10 minutes to what?
I think he was going to say take my AR and convert it over to an automatic.
Take my AR-15. Automatic weapon by changing the shear pin, but the fines and the penalties are huge. Yeah. And I think just recently last week, Minnesota announced increased penalties and fines for doing that. So nobody does it. I mean, I'm sure it's on the black market, but nobody needs an automatic weapon.
Mm-mm.
Appreciate your call, Henry. Thanks a lot. We are going to talk next with two eyewitnesses to what happened on Friday and the awful cold-blooded murder of Officer Waleen and the shooting of other officers and a civilian, Shanoa Peterson and her daughter, Kay Trial Peterson, join us to talk about. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate this.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for having us.
So,
thank you.
My daughter happened to be in the same convenience store that you two were at shortly after this happened, and you were recounting what happened, and she called me immediately to say, oh, my gosh, This woman and her daughter just saw somebody take a gun out of the trunk, you know, and that's very, very early on before we knew anything, you know, of what was happening. So we connected with Shanoa and asked if we could speak with you and your daughter. Just I'll have you each, Shanoa, start first, and then Katriel, you can go next. But to just bring us back to that moment, you're driving and what you saw.
Yeah, so... that day, I actually had picked up my daughter, and we were out shopping, and we were coming from, I guess, north, like the north side of Fargo, coming up 25th. We were headed to Caribou to go get a coffee, and we just came up on the scene. Traffic wasn't stopped or anything, but it was definitely slowed down, so you kind of had to, there was cop cars in the middle, and one of the cars that was in the accident in the center of the road, and... we were just driving by, and I don't know, for some reason, I was just like, whoa, where's the other car? And, you know, to me, it looked like it was just about to wrap up because the cops were visiting with a civilian here in the center of the road between the four lanes. And then off to the right was the lady who looked distressed that was probably in the accident, and I couldn't see the other car. There was just one car there, and something, I was just like, well, where's the car? And as we're passing by, I turned to look, and at the same time, I'm turning right at the light right there. And as I turn around and I'm looking, I don't see the other car, and I'm panning back this way to pay attention to the road again. And I see him with his hand up on the trunk, and he pulls the gun out of the trunk and he aims it. And I know it's right at the police because I just passed him. Sorry.
No, it's understandable. To see that is not something anybody wishes for ever.
Oh, man.
And, yeah.
So when you said the trunk, like, he's simultaneously pulling it out of the trunk and, like, immediately pointing it at the officer?
So his hand was here. I just remember he pulled it up, and then I see him, like, aim like this, and the bullets just start going off. Like, and I'm like, oh, my God, is he shooting? I can't even really remember with the adrenaline, because I was like, is that a gun? Oh, my God, he's shooting. I was saying to Katriel, and I had to look away as I'm saying that. So she turns to look, and, yeah, she can tell you her part, but I just see at least 10 rounds go off, like, as I'm drunk, because I slam on the brakes, and I'm looking, and I see him, and I know it's directed right at the cops. So, I pull to safety as soon as I really realize, and that's where, like, my instinct is to, like, go back to help, and I'm turning around in the parking lot, kind of making circles, and I just start praying immediately for the entire situation.
Good for you.
my daughter, I'm just like, I don't know what to do. I think it was like PTSD. And she's like, Mom, he has an assault rifle. Like, just go. And so, yeah, we just drove down a little bit further just to know that we were safe. And then I just stayed there, and we just stayed there and prayed for a little bit. I called the police. So I didn't really get to see anything because I went beyond where you could see the shooter. And, yeah, that's what I saw.
Katri, I'll just walk through from the very beginning from your perspective.
So at first, you know, we were just on our way going to get coffee, and I kind of, like, personally, I had a little headache, and my eyes were closed, but then I remember my mom grabbing my arm, and she was like, oh my God, Katriel, I think that guy has a gun. And then almost, like, instantly after that, there was, like, 10, 15 rounds going off.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine witnessing this.
Oh, I just can't even.
More of our conversation with Shanoa Peterson and her daughter, Katriel. Eyewitnesses to what happened. Hands of a cold-blooded killer. Friday in Fargo. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you felt the feeling of brain fog, also known as cognitive dysfunction? It's real, and Sirocet can help. Sirocet helps you find the most efficient and natural way to manage stress and improve your daily well-being. They're located at 3029 Brand Drive South, Suite B in Fargo. Call Sirocet today at 701-566-5231, 701-566-5231, or go online to Sirocet.com, that's CERESET.com. Sirocet, relax, rebalance, and reset. We continue our conversation now with two eyewitnesses to the shooting in Fargo on Friday, Chanel Peterson and her daughter, Kate Rial. Kate Rial was telling us just before the break now, you mentioned that you saw the gun come out, 10, 15 rounds very quickly from the weapon. Then what, Kate Rial?
My mom, when she was driving, and I was just watching all the time, there was a family crouched on the other side of the car, just between the shooter and them was the vehicle. They were hiding, and they were, like, hugging their family. And
while the shots are going off?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy. This guy, he was, like, I think he was Caucasian. He had a gray hoodie on, jeans, a beard, and he was just shooting this gun off at the cops. I remember seeing there was a cop laying on the ground. I don't know which officer it was exactly, but he wasn't moving. And I just remember just staring at him, and I was like, oh my God, is he dead? Then we started turning off more, and there was people kind of running around everywhere. And my mom pulled off right behind the building, and, like, what I was thinking is that this guy could easily just, like, he's got a more powerful weapon than the police at the moment. He could just come running around the building. I was like, we got to go further away, you know what I mean? So.
Understandably.
Pulled off the street a little bit.
Chanel, did you notice that it was officers that were there? Could you tell was that he was firing at an officer as well?
Yes. I watched, because we just passed. I knew exactly where they were standing in the road. And, yeah, there was another officer further down this way, but I knew there was two, I believe, standing right here with one a civilian, if I'm remembering correctly. So I knew, like, when I saw him pointing and aiming that gun, that it was directly at the police. I didn't get to see because I was driving, and but like that, I told Kate Rial, and then she looked, and she saw the officer down already within those seconds. So.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Did you at any point see the shooter be hit himself? Or was he just shooting the entire time you saw him before you turned around and went behind the building?
He was shooting the entire time that I saw him, till I, because then I was behind the building after that. So, but
I
he
saw,
was. Still,
oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, Catriel.
Well, I saw there was an officer. He was moving in with his gun, and he was just like continuously letting off rounds of his like pistol. I'm not sure if that was the officer that shot him or whatever, but he was walking slowly toward the shooter, and it seemed like he was the only one shooting at the time, so I'm not sure if that's when he got on or not, but...
Were people running? I mean, with these shots being fired? Obviously, you've got the shooter shooting at the cops, you've got the law enforcement officers that are shooting back at the suspect here. I would just think it would be almost like chaotic. Were people just running everywhere?
There wasn't a lot of people right there at that time, but the people that were there, because there was the bank in the parking lot, so there was a couple cars parked in there, and that's where I saw, as soon as the shot started going off, I looked, and the people just tried to hide, they're trying to duck behind cars. That's what I saw, yeah.
What was your perception of the eyewitnesses and the bystanders, Catriol?
Well... That family that I saw that was crouching, like, just on the other side of that car between the shooter, like, they looked beyond terrified. They were hugging each other, and I think they were crying, and I was like, I remember just, like, trying to pray for them. I was like, I really hope they make it away safely without anything done to them, because they were so close. Like, that was crazy how close they were.
Was it your sense that this individual that took the gun out of the trunk and the accident were connected in any way? Did it seem logical just by spacing that that would be the case?
For me, I don't feel like it was, because he was away. The police weren't looking at him in his direction. The police seemed like the whole scene was about to be finished with, and they were wrapping it up. Like, that's what I felt when I was going through there, driving through there. I was like, well, they're almost done with this. like I said, they were just standing there chatting in the middle of the road, and just kind of like sitting there like this. He had his hands on his vest like this, and that's why I'm saying, like, I didn't, like, the other cop was walking away. I believe that he was over here, like, kind of directing traffic, I want to say. But no, nobody was looking at this man when it happened. I honestly feel like I was, like, one of the only people watching him do this as I'm driving by.
And you think at all he might be pointing that gun at me, or was that what was going through your head at that moment?
No, I saw he was aiming it directly at the police. And I just prayed for the other woman, too, that was standing there, because I feel like she probably wasn't a part of it, or I don't know who was the person that was standing
there. There is a woman that was identified as a bystander that is also in critical condition. We don't have a lot of information. But did you see her wounded?
I did not. I did not. So I don't know if Catriel did. I don't
know. No, I didn't. All I saw in her... think of is like this guy, if he was in this situation randomly, like,
can you lean in just a little bit closer to the microphone there, Catriel? Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
This guy, if he, like, I don't know, had a warrant or something and they found out his identity or something, like, I feel like he was just trying to, like, shoot his way out or something. I mean, maybe that's just a super assumption on my part, but, like, this guy just seemed desperate to, like, get these cops off and get away, but went really extreme.
I can't even imagine seeing it. I can't even...
This is very hard on him. It's very hard on him. Understandably.
Boy.
You know? Very much something that I think none of us wish for, but...
Is it me or
they're providing a great source? By the way, they described the shooter as a late 30s, early 40s, white, balding individual with a beard.
Yeah, Caucasian. But we had an email in from a friend who had four interpreters in Afghanistan, listener friend, and all of them could be described as white males.
Yeah.
Light, you know, light skin tone. But... the whole thing, just pray for the families, pray for our cities, pray for our neighborhood.
We'll continue our conversation with these two eyewitnesses. I'll ask them if they've been contacted by law enforcement yet to provide some information. When we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't go away.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA News Update. Today, the last chance for taxpayers to claim a tax refund from 2019. The IRS says that return must be filed on paper and postmarked by the end of the day. Extreme heat baking the U.S., especially the Southwest. Forecasters in Phoenix, Arizona, say Saturday was the hottest day of the year for the city, which hit 118 degrees. In California, Death Valley is expected to hit 130. Air quality alerts issued for several U.S. states yesterday. That is expected to continue today. That's smoke from Canadian wildfires. The male suspect accused of fatally shooting four people in Georgia has been killed following a manhunt. That suspect accused of killing three men and one woman on Saturday. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. What's for lunch today, you're wondering? Home cooking, grab and go convenience. How about a meatball sub? You get that at 45th Street in Fargo today. Chicken enchilada at Newland, stew in Glendon, Sloppy Joe's MP Avenue, beefy noodle 12th Avenue, 929. There's mac and beef. Or chicken pot pie, your choices, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, hamburger hot dish in Harwood, meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham in Valley City. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. All right, wrapping up our chat with two eyewitnesses, mother and a daughter, Shanoa Peterson and her daughter, Katrielle Peterson. And just before the break, we were talking about, again, just trying to track down some of the pieces of the puzzle of how is it as an accident happens over here and then a shooting happens over there. As two eyewitnesses, I was just curious to know if you feel like there was a connection.
I feel like he was not a part of the accident, but I mean like that I didn't see what was happening before. So if there were witnesses there before this, because, I mean, I don't know how long he was standing there, but he was standing there by the vehicle, you know, like when I went by, because there wasn't much movement from people as we're driving through. So I know, I mean, I can't say I know he had to be standing by the vehicle, because by the time I look, his arm's up like this and he's pulling it out like that.
Wow. You mentioned you only saw one vehicle. You're assuming there's two vehicles because there's a crash, right? And they're responding to it. But did you ever see the other vehicle?
I did not. No. That's why I was looking, because I was, is it pulled into the parking lot maybe? I didn't know. It wasn't in the road by the vehicle that was already there.
Was the vehicle pretty badly damaged?
I didn't see anything major on it that was sitting there. I know the lady that was directly to the right of it, I assumed it was her vehicle because she just looked very distraught, and she was the closest to that vehicle in the middle of the road.
Yeah, interesting. We're obviously a couple of days removed from the events. Katrielle, I'm curious, just, I mean, as you wake up Saturday morning, wake up Sunday morning, does this stuff still roll through your head? What are you thinking 2 days later?
Absolutely. I kind of am continuously thinking about it a lot. I mean, I don't know if that cop that I saw was dead or not. No, he was laying on the ground and didn't really look like he was responsive or anything. And I keep thinking about that family that was on the other side of that car, like, terrified, like, the fear that was in their faces. It's like some stuff you see in a movie, you know what I mean?
You bet.
Oh.
We really thank those two.
Oh.
Because it obviously was not easy talking about
for them. I mean, just seeing it.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Prayers for those girls. Everybody.
What I love about what Shanoa told us
is that her instinct was to help, right?
Right.
Okay, this is what am I going to do? So she pulls in to help behind the building. Her daughter's like, hey, this guy is shooting with the, you know.
Yeah, well, we don't have a weapon.
An automatic weapon.
Yeah.
We don't, you know. And so the mom just stayed behind her and she prayed.
Yep.
Prayed That's... right over the situation literally as it's happening. So pretty phenomenal. Our next guest is Sergeant Betsy Bratner-Smith. She's a spokesperson for the National Police Association. And we're going to talk with her a little bit about this situation. Let's see here. Ask the girls if the FBI interviewed them. Well, I did ask them, and they have not been interviewed by law enforcement yet. But when we had an interview with them, Shinoa was on for about 4 or 5 minutes with Steve Hallstrom in our coverage over the weekend. Law enforcement called us to say, could you have them contact us? So, I mean, obviously, it's, you know.
Yeah, well, you can imagine how chaotic it was.
Right, yeah, I mean, they're not like they were interviewed.
People think it's a movie, you know? People think it's like a TV show. Well, immediately everybody's on the scene and they know who's who. And no, it's very chaotic.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, that hasn't happened yet, but she did reach out and offer any help she can to law enforcement as well. So that's great. Those are two very dear people. Very nice. All right, our next guest is the spokesperson for the National Police Association, Sergeant Betsy Bratner-Smith, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Betsy, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be with you as your community works through all this.
Yeah, we've been talking about it, having a very dark feeling over the entire community at the loss of Jake Willeen, 23 years old, 3 months on the force. And the two fellow officers that remain in the hospitalized with injuries, Andrew Dotis and Tyler Haas. Tell us what you're hearing. I know this is something that impacts the entire police community nationwide. What are you hearing about what happened on Friday?
Well, you know, sadly, this is just another officer ambush. You know, we've had at least 70 this year, and officer ambushes in general have been climbing over the last 10 years. They're up about 150%. And, you know, so many officers shot. And, and again, we don't know yet, but it does appear from what the witnesses have said that that this truly was an ambush. But I'll tell you what is really striking the law, not just the law enforcement community, but the American public in general, about these four police officers is just their amazing sense of service. You know, these are guys who chose not only to be cops, but they chose to serve in the National Guard. You know, two of them chose to train new officers. And in reading the witness's description of Zach Robinson, that there was a break in these rapid-fire shots, that he just walks toward the gunman and stops that threat, that just... It's such a visceral response from all the law enforcement officers, the many, many, many that I've talked to over the weekend. We just, and that's one of the things I want people to think about Zachary Robinson as well and cover him in prayers and just mentally wrap your arms around him. He's an absolute hero and this is a lot for any one man to deal with. One community.
Yeah, that's for sure. Somebody just sent me video, and there's obviously a number of eyewitnesses to the event, but this is the first one I've seen of just that, Zachary Robinson and his methodical march towards this killer. You know, that's why more people aren't dead right now. You know, this could have been mass killing. This guy was out to do massive carnage. You mentioned that officer ambushes are up. Well, who's doing these? Who's committing these officer ambushes?
Well, you know, for the last 3 years, we have had this vilification and demonization of the American law enforcement officer. And I want you to think about this. We have had everyone from activists, to politicians, to media talk about. It's the American police officer that's killing people. They're the ones who are violent. They're the ones who are bad. And you know, this all, you know, goes back to George Floyd, and really it goes back to 2014, to Ferguson, Missouri, and the all the lies told about the police shooting of Michael Brown, a strong-arm robber, not an innocent man who had his hands up and said, don't shoot. And this fervent vilification has led to literally the death of the law enforcement officers, and we believe that that is what is driving these ambushes. Because again, you know, if people are uninformed or misinformed, and you combine that with, you know, you take a look at the isolation of the pandemic, you look at the increase in mental illness, you look at the increase in drug use, and you have people who think that American law enforcement officers who are the ones who are going to come after them or are the ones who are killing young African-American men, then you can start to see why officer ambushes are up.
Yeah, and I know the investigation just underway here, but we're all anxious to know more about Mohammed Barakat. And there are rumors that he's on the terrorist watch list. You know, again, I hate rumors right now, and we're encouraging the officials to hold some press briefings so we can knock down some of these, you know, some of these rumors that are out there. But this, however it happened, it was an officer ambush, plain and simple. You can see that on video for your own eyes. And what are the motives behind it? Got to get to the bottom of that for sure. It just is disgusting. I know we're on with us over the weekend, and I don't remember the numbers, but just in 2023, how many officers have we lost in the line of duty?
I believe that we have now lost 62 police officers in the line of duty, and I believe it is 29. We just lost another officer over the weekend from Philadelphia. A female patrol officer was, we believe she died of a heart attack while on duty, you know, and that's, police officers die from not just gunshot wounds, but they die from getting run over. They die from getting assaulted. They die of things like heart attacks. You know, so I would encourage everybody, go to the Officer Down Memorial page, odmp.org, and just kind of scroll through and see what it is that is killing our law enforcement officers. But understand this, most police officers who are injured in the line of duty don't die, but so many of them lose their careers, and you know, they have mental health issues and things like that. And again, I want to emphasize to everybody that 9 out of every 10 police departments in this country is short-handed. So, folks, continue to wrap your arms mentally, if not physically, around your law enforcement community as they are dealing with this horrific attack on our family, if you will, and the Fargo PD family. But law enforcement, wherever you see them, it's just, it hurts. And you guys know it hurts, and your community knows it hurts. And it hurts for us because we are truly all, we are brothers and sisters.
We sure are. We appreciate your tireless efforts on behalf of the men and women in blue. That Thin Blue Line, National Police Association spokesperson, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thanks for having me. We'll watch this closely.
Yeah, appreciate that very much. All right, short break. When we come back, a lot of comments we've not had a chance to get to yet with all of our guests on this sad, tragic recapping of what happened on Friday afternoon. We'll get to a few of your comments. Welcome others at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100 after this on What's on Your Mind.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Business to stick your neck out and do battle and stand up for what you believe. The forces come after you. Mike Lindell has found that out firsthand. And his awesome team of employees at MyPillow have found out that, hey, when the boss cares about the integrity of elections, stands up against fake news media, comes at a cost. Now, the vast majority of retail outlets no longer sell MyPillow products. They cancel Mike Lindell. But you could make up the difference by going to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT, by calling 800-506-9028. And guess what? You're buying great products. I defy you to find better sheets for $29.98. Or slippers for $25 now. Or their mattresses. Or their dog beds. Or their, I could go on and on and on. Tons of specials here. My mattress topper 2.0 is a doozy. Was $359.98. It's only $215.99. Your mattress will be like new. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Let's stand with Mike. Call 800-506-9028. Texter says, nice interview with the mayor, but he totally missed your point. Press conferences now would be good, but moving forward, any future issue like this in the city needs to be addressed at the time, not 25 hours later. He's the city leader. People are looking to him for calm and security. He failed to do that in this incident. Accept the criticism and move on. Texter says, again, with what has happened the last few weeks in Fargo, how has the growth been positive? I don't feel any benefit we may have had from growth. It's not worth the trade-off for the bad that comes with it. I don't know that you have the ability to go, we're not going to grow anymore. Let's stop growing. Do we, Kev?
No. Yeah, no.
It's a little, naive to think that one person says, I just don't think the city should grow anymore. But with growth does come, you know, growing pains and everything else.
No, no doubt. No doubt.
But I don't know how you do anything other than shine a light on the good. There's way more good than there is bad. In this city of Fargo, I guarantee you, same thing with Moorhead and Horace and West Fargo and all the rest.
Yep.
Got a pretty special place we live in western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. And there is a
You're
lot
right.
of good.
There is a feeling of change. There is a yep. there is a I don't know if it's a dark cloud, but it's a thing of, you know, I'd never in my life would have thought I have to go down when I go downtown to Fargo, I gotta keep my eyes up and my ears open and, you know, have situational awareness and be aware of, you know, you think that not here and yet here we are. So, well, we got to fight for what we love. That's the bottom line.
Texter sends in a photo and says four cops are by the Muslim grocery store on 45th Street. All right. I don't know if it could be part of the investigation. Could not be. Could be investigating something else. Car accident. Hard to know there. That's for sure.
Well, you know, going to the big picture, Scotty, just quick, we talked about terror watch lists
yep.
and what's been going on. Think about what's been going on at the border for the last 2.5 years.
Right.
Now,
but can
now
I,
we know what's coming in.
Can I reiterate before you finish
yep.
on the terrorist watch list?
Yep.
That is a rumor.
Not about this specific person.
I'm qualifying
I'm talking
that.
Much bigger picture.
Yeah, okay.
But to think that, oh, this doesn't happen here. Well, if we are not getting a lot of these people that we're catching, we know that a lot of them are getting through. What element is getting through? Where are they getting through to? What are they here for? What are they doing? Why are they coming in still illegally when they don't have to? You know, they could just go to the gate and register and get their papers, but no, they're still coming across the river, coming through the tunnels. So it just makes me think maybe what this particular one was or what may be coming. I'm just, you know, you've got to ask those questions.
We've got a lot of questions about Mohammed Barakat, you can be sure. And again, terrorist watch list, something that is coming from, I would say, you know, a credible source, but it's not confirmed. It's at this point a rumor, and so we'll leave it at that. But I think that's one of the reasons we're anxious to have more information. And so we, you know, if we're wrong, tell us we're wrong. You know, say that's not true. If you can't comment, you're still, you know, using that as some sort of piece of the investigation, then that's fine, too. Texter says, blaming the police started with Obama. He put a target
that's
on
true.
Law enforcement.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly right.
All of that, Michael Brown starting there, all of that happened under his watch. And, boy, he couldn't promote it enough.
Exactly right. You want to read some more of those texts for me, Kev?
From our text line? Yeah. 701-237-1590. I see mine isn't coming up either. Looks like it doesn't want to hit refresh there. I did get a couple in about someone's, the word going around is that this gentleman is Egyptian. So that was one thing. The FBI private message boards, Texter says they all believe this is terrorism. And since he just moved to that apartment within a month, was planned, possibly. I don't know. We'll see. That's it. Okay. We're still trying to get the, we got one more here. Why don't we hear about the FBI infiltrating them, too?
Interesting.
Yes.
God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hammond for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.